you know, I just played. I saw one guy pull and heading opened up a little bit. Got up in there and, you know, hit a blocker into him and let me fail.
You suspected it was
going to
be a sneak.
Yeah, we suspected it would be a sneak, you know, some kind of quarterback, you know, draw if he was in the shotgun or, you know, sneak.
Basically. How much of a wrinkle did that come into the game for you guys? I mean, did you prepare for Cobb kind of a...
Yeah, I mean, we prepared for both of them, you know. We knew they were going to bring... They were going to bring him in and out of the game, you know, like they did early in the game. But when they brought him in, definitely kind of... You know, it was a little something different to get adjusted to. You know, as you know, I've seen Vic in his prime. You know, as when he first got in the league, and in those couple of years where, you know, he's a hard quarterback to get down in that backfield. You know, he starts to scramble. That's when he can make plays. You know, he made a lot of those plays, kept a lot of plays alive.
How does it compare to that version of Vic that you saw back in his early days? Comparable?
Oh, yeah, he's definitely still comparable. You know, he's still making plays. I mean, obviously, he made some plays, had us on our toes a little bit, and we could fix a couple things. But, you know, I always thought, you know, Vic was a great player. And, you know, he went out there and played a hell of a game. You know? Yeah, man, I don't like to see that, you know, especially me being, you know, the one that kind of caused it a little bit. And me going through that kind of injury, and I know it's a struggle. You know, I don't know what happened to him. I just hope it wasn't, you know, something, you know, real serious. It looked serious, but I just hate to put somebody in that predicament. You know, nothing was on purpose, but I know what type of road of rehab and he has in front of him. You know, he's a good player and good sport, you know, good guy. So I hate to be, you know, the reason that happened. So. I don't know if he seemed to have a problem figuring this out, but I know we were covering good and the rush was coming, you know, pretty well, and I think he had a problem getting away from the rush as we were coming really, really well. I think the linemen didn't, you know, we kind of kept them guessing a little bit, so I think we did a good job on Goldman. You know, I don't know if he got confused or whatever, but we played pretty well against him.
I'm surprised we're by Clay, given the injury and preseason and a lot of reps.
Yeah, I mean, we expected that from him. You know, I think that's what he's supposed to do. You know, last year, the same thing, you know, he had an injury with that hamstring. It's kind of something that he has to deal with and deal with. But, you know, we saw him this week in practice and he played hard and ran around. But, you know, that shows that, he's a pro. Good.
Had to work hard, but a win on the road is good any time, isn't
that? Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I've been here and had a lot of heartbreakers, you know, 4th and 26, and, you know, and lost the year after that again to them. And I don't think I've won a game here until now. So, you know, it feels good to leave the stadium, you know, with a win. So, but, you know, especially first game of the season against a team like this, we're excited about it.
Are you personally gassed?
I prepared, man. I'm in pretty good shape, but but it was a lot of plays, and you know, it's kind of one of those things. You know, if you get put in that position, you know, we train for that to be able to be in shape and make plays, but you know, you don't want to be out there that long. We should have got out the field a couple times.
Almost worst case scenario with it being Vic. I mean, you guys prep for Cobb, and you're playing hurry up, and he's the guy out there, and you've been on the field a lot. Is that the worst case scenario?
You know, it definitely, you know, it threw a curveball in the game, you know, with him coming out there. I always liked Vic as a player and as a quarterback, and, you know, that you have to face some challenges with him in the sitting back there, you know, in the pocket. You know, you got to make that tackle, and he's good at avoiding sacks. So, you know, he's definitely a challenge. I think it was, you know, I like Vic, so, you know, see, we prepared for Cobb, and we did a good job against Cobb, but when they brought Vic in, you know, we had to have some challenges to face, but we did good. Kind of drug that out. Yeah, definitely knew that. You know, I know I haven't won here since the whole time I've been in the league, and it's the first time, so we're excited about it. It was broke before. Yeah.
Nick, that's all you had on.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Even that 27-10 was just a year might make it all out.
Well, I don't think we're all, you know, we thought that it was going to be a blowout, you know. We did get up on him, and our whole goal was to kind of keep him down there. But, you know, Vic got in the game, and he's kind of one of those players who, we have the lead, so we don't, you know, we're playing a different type of defense and gives them a little bit more room to wiggle around and run. So, unfortunately, we let them get a little bit too many rushing yards, but we won the game. So we ended up, when they counted, we went out there and we played and got off the field.
Do you feel like there was a flow to the game? Obviously, some injuries at one point, we saw you kind of kneeled over praying. Did you think there was a flow to the game, and did you worry about that at all?
I don't know what you mean by flow.
As far as so many stoppages, I mean, like so many injuries.
You know, unfortunately, there was a lot of injuries and bad injuries in the game, and you know, that happens sometimes. You know, first game of the season, you get a lot of guys out of position and playing a little bit different than, you know, than they are in midseason form. But unfortunately, we have some injuries out there that are, you know, just, you know, sad to see.
The defense obviously coming here leading up to this game. How do you feel like? Were you in sync?
Yeah, I thought we were in sync. You know, we came out and played hard. You know, we had a lot of injuries and a lot of guys not in during the whole preseason. We were kind of playing musical chairs with guys. But, you know, we practiced hard and we kept, you know, in the meeting room together. And I thought we went out there and we were pretty in sync. You know, we had some challenges in the second half. But other than that, I thought we did a good job as defense. We prepared for a different quarterback, but I thought we did well. You know, all that matters is we won the game right now at this point. But we definitely got some things to fix.
You don't shut them down like you guys did in the first half, then it's a completely different game, probably.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a lot of ifs. If it was a fifth, we'd all be drunk. But, you know, it all depends on this is the type of game we play. You know, we had some guys, different units that were playing well at some times, and then, you know, offense didn't move all the way that they would have liked to in the first half, and we played well in defense. You know, in the second half, you know, offense was doing good, and defense was kind of struggling with some things, and, you know, that's what a team is for. You know, we can't win the game by ourselves. They can't win the game on themselves by themselves. So I thought we did well as a team. You know?
You won in Philadelphia. You could never see that before.
I know. Finally. You know, been here. Had a lot of heartbreaks on this field, you know, 4th and 26 and a lot of other different situations been faced with, but, you know, it feels good to lead this field finally with a win.
You guys,